Hello, Park Street. Welcome back. Today is episode 42. Happy Easter to everyone. We wanted to do a couple more episodes, and today we have a very special episode with a lot of our kids from Park Street. I'm actually here right now with Josie Williams. Hi, Josie.
Hi.
Josie, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I'm 10 and I'm in fourth grade.
Cool. And we are going, you have brothers and sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are your brothers and sisters' names?
Henry and Esther.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a good big sister, right?
Yeah.
Cool. We are going to, Josie's going to read today's Bible passage, which is John 21, starting with verse 1 and going through verse 14. So, go ahead, Josie.
After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." Then they went out and got in their boat. That night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" And they answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net into the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put out his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and he threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came into the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, about 100 yards off. When they got on land, they saw a big charcoal of fire in place, with fish laid out on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. That was now the third time that Jesus revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
Awesome, Josie. Thanks for reading. I have a couple questions. I just want you to tell me what you think about these.
Yeah.
So in the story, right, Jesus told the disciples where to, you know, put their net, and they caught a ton of fish.
Yeah.
Why do you think, how do you think Jesus filled that net with all those fish?
Because he's God and he can do anything.
Yeah? All right, here's a question. If you were Jesus and you had just come back from the dead, what would be the first thing you would do?
I would go say hi to my friends and tell them that I'm alive again.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right. What
I
if,
would miss them.
You'd miss them?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what Jesus did. He appeared to his disciples and his friends. All right. If Jesus appeared to you right now and asked what you wanted for breakfast and said, "I'll make you anything you want for breakfast," what would you want him to make for you?
I don't know.
What do you think Jesus would be best at making for breakfast? Because in this story, he made fish and bread, but I'm assuming that you don't usually eat fish and bread for breakfast, do
no.
you? Do your parents make you fish and bread for
no.
breakfast? So if Jesus came back right now, like, what would you want him to make you?
I really don't know.
I mean, do you like cereal? Or
yeah.
do you like oatmeal or like eggs or bacon?
I think like eggs with toast.
Eggs with toast?
Yeah.
Do you like scrambled eggs or do you like
scrambled?
Yeah. Do you think Jesus would make good scrambled eggs and toast, or do you think
yeah.
he'd burn the toast?
I don't think he would burn it.
You don't think he'd burn it?
Mm-mm.
Cool. Well, thanks for reading, Josie. I appreciate it. Thanks for doing this recording.
Welcome.
All right, we're going to bring down some more kids and see what they have to say about these questions. All right, hey guys, can you tell me your names? What's your name?
Georgia.
Georgia, what's your last name?
Knowlton.
Georgia Knowlton. What's your name?
Olive.
Olive, are you chugging water right now instead of talking?
Olive Norton.
Olive Norton.
She's my sister.
Yeah, you guys are sisters. And what's your name?
Esther.
Esther, what's your last name?
Williams.
Esther Williams. All right, you guys have all your waters? Are you ready to...
I don't.
You don't have any water? How are you supposed to be on a podcast if you don't have water? Do you know... What's the answer to that?
Oh, you got Olive sharing.
Olive sharing? That's really nice.
Don't you get all.
Guys, we just read this story about Jesus. And when he came back from the dead, he made breakfast for his disciples. He made them bread and fish. Do you guys ever eat bread and fish for breakfast?
No.
I do not like fish.
I love fish, but I think it makes my breath stinky.
Well, so bread and fish, I am dying to try a bread and fish sandwich.
Oh, yeah? So, hold on. You put fish in the middle of the bread?
Mm-hmm. And you use tartar sauce, I think.
Yeah.
Or mayonnaise. Tartar sauce or mayonnaise,
yeah,
I would.
Okay, so here's a question for you. If Jesus came back right now, Jesus came back from the dead, right?
Okay.
And he asked you, what did you want for breakfast? What would you want Jesus to make you for breakfast?
I would want a cheese sandwich.
I would ask for a fish, cheese, tartar sauce sandwich.
Ew.
You eat that for breakfast?
No.
What do you usually eat for breakfast?
I would eat
bacon.
I would ask him to cook me bacon and eggs.
And orange juice?
Yeah.
Do you think Jesus would make good bacon?
Oh, yeah. Bacon wasn't invented back time. I would just say fish and bread.
Fish and bread.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually would want the exact same breakfast that Jesus actually made?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another question. Why? How do you think when the disciples were trying to catch fish, they didn't catch any? But then Jesus told them where to put the net. How did Jesus fill all those net with all those fish?
Because he does miracles.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of like, I can run like this, and I'm running like this.
Yeah?
It's kind of like I'm flying.
So did Jesus fill the net with fish because he was flying?
No.
Esther, you're on the treadmill right now. We're probably gonna need to stop this so that you don't fall off the treadmill. Esther, do you want?
I can do it.
How do you think, Esther? Come over here. How do you think that Jesus filled the net with all those fish?
Because he does stuff that God does.
Here's another question. If you were Jesus and you came back from the dead, what's the first thing you'd do?
Give bread and fish.
Do the bread and fish, too? All right, cool. Thanks, girls. Appreciate it. All right, we got a new group of kids here. All right, can we all... I want you all to say your first and last names, so...
Miles Barnhart.
All right, how old are you, Miles?
Nine.
What's your name?
Callie.
What's your last name?
Van Dyne.
Callie Van Dyne. How old are you?
Four and a half.
What's your name?
My name is Elise Cook. I'm 5 and a half.
Awesome.
I'm Dylan
Van
Dyne, and I'm 7.
Cool. Zach, what's your last name?
Zach Hunt.
How old are you?
Four.
And?
Eli Hunt.
How old are you?
I'm 7.
You're 7?
Nine and a half.
We have one more kid back here. What's your name?
Henry Williams, and I'm 8.
Henry Williams is 8. All right, now I got a question for you guys. So Jesus, when he came back from the dead, he met his disciples, and he filled all their net with so many fish. How do you think Jesus filled the net with that many fish?
Because he made a miracle by making all of those fish.
Yeah? What do you think?
I think that he helps others when they have sins. Jesus comes to help them.
Yeah. Okay. Does anybody else know why do you think he did all that? Like, why do you think he gave him all those fish?
Because he loves them.
Yeah? If Jesus came right now and wanted to make you breakfast, would you want him to make you fish and bread like he did here?
No.
What would you want him to make you?
Donuts.
Donuts?
Bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs?
Oh, pancakes.
What kind of donuts would you want him to make?
Glazed.
Yeah?
Chocolate.
Glazed?
Oreos.
That was mine.
Oreos?
Oreo.
Cream filled? Cream sticks?
Yeah.
Cream sticks?
Would you want Jesus to make the bacon like in a pan, in like a frying pan or in the microwave?
No, a frying pan.
You think the frying pan's better?
Yeah.
If you were Jesus and you came back from the dead, what would be the first thing you'd do when you were alive again?
Play Minecraft.
Go to heaven.
What?
Eat something.
Play Minecraft?
Eat something because you've been dead so long.
Yeah. You want to eat? What would you guys do? The first thing you'd do?
Poop.
Poop? You might not. I don't know.
Pee.
What about pee?
I wouldn't do anything.
No.
You wouldn't do anything?
What if you turned into a poop?
I wouldn't think I'd come back to life.
Guys, what?
I just hang out.
All right, what would you do?
I just hang out.
You just hang out?
That's my guess.
Do you guys think that fish is good to eat? Or do you think it's not so good?
I like it.
You like
it? I like it. I like it, kind of. I think it'll be...
All right, Miles, I have a couple questions for you. So, is it true that your dad is now a doctor?
Yes.
So, the next time that you get sick, are you going to ask him, like, if you hurt your leg or if you... you know, if you have the flu, are you going to ask him, like, what to do?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is he that kind of doctor?
No.
Do you want to be a doctor when you grow up?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
You don't know?
What type of doctor?
Well, like, I don't know, a doctor.
A dentist?
Would you want to do surgery on people?
No. Surgery, no!
I want to get a doctorate. But I don't
want to
be a doctor.
What about me?
Ah, okay. All right, guys. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Do you guys want to eat your... I promised you I'd give you brownies if you did this.
I don't like
brownies. Did you guys eat your brownies?
Yeah.
Like brownies. We only had one brownie, but I want another one.
Okay, I'll give you another one, but just don't tell your parents, okay?
Yes!
All right, cool.
That's three kids.
All right, we got a new group of kids here ready to answer some questions, so I want them to introduce themselves. What's your first and last name?
Andy Sprague.
And how old are you?
6 and a half.
Cool. What's your name?
Cora.
And what's your last name?
Cora Violet.
Cool. And how old are you, Cora? She's holding up three fingers. You're 3 years old. What's your name?
Aubrey.
And what's your last name?
Elkins.
How old are you, Aubrey Elkins?
Six.
Cool. What's your name?
Reagan,
what's your last name?
Gilmer.
Oh, yeah? And how old are you, Reagan Gilmer?
Almost six, but five and a half.
All right. What's your first and last name?
Millie Sprague.
And how old are you, Millie Sprague?
Four and a half.
Four and a half. Cool. And what's your name?
Lillian.
Lillian what?
Lillian Gilmer.
And how old are you, Lily Gilmer?
Three
years old. All right, I got some questions for you. So when Jesus came back from the dead, he found his disciples. Oh, one more kid.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Reese.
What's your last name?
I don't know.
Elkins.
Reese Elkins. How old are you, Reese Elkins?
Four.
4 years old? Cool. All right, guys, here's a question. So when Jesus came back from the dead, he made bread and fish for his disciples. Do you guys ever eat bread and fish for breakfast?
No.
What do you want? Well, if Jesus came back from the dead and said, "What do you want to eat for breakfast?" What would you want him to make?
Oh, I know.
Cupcakes. Oatmeal.
Cupcakes.
Cereal.
Pancakes.
What kind of pancakes? Do you want to? Do you have plain or do you have stuff in them?
Chocolate chips.
Alright.
Cookies.
Yeah, what do you want, Aubrey? What would you want Jesus to make you?
I would want pancakes with chocolate chips that taste like Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah? Do you think Jesus would make good pancakes?
Yes.
Or do you think he'd, like, kind of burn them on the outside? No. Do your parents ever burn the pancakes?
No.
No? They always make perfect pancakes?
Yeah.
That sounds good. I've got some other questions. All right. How do you think Jesus filled up the nets with all those fish? Because remember, they couldn't, like, when they first went out to catch fish, they caught zero fish. How do you think Jesus filled up all the nets with the fish? Go ahead, Aubrey.
Because he's God.
Yeah, what do you think, Andy?
And he has a miracle.
He does miracles?
Yeah.
Anything? How do you guys think that Jesus filled up the nets with all those fish?
He got a new body because he raised from the dead.
Oh, yeah? And his new body helped him get all the fish in there.
A new powerful body.
Yeah. That's cool.
A new shiny body.
If you guys were Jesus and you came back from the dead, what would be the first thing you'd want to do when you came back from the dead? Go ahead.
Throw a party!
What about you?
Popcorn party.
Popcorn party? What's a popcorn party?
Just eat popcorn the whole day. You have a party. That's what a popcorn party is.
That makes sense. All right. What would you do?
I
I would have a movie party.
Oh, I can have a cake.
Ooh, pizza
a big
party.
Cake, a big cake and pizza party?
Pizza party! Oh, with ice cream.
What's your favorite part? Teachers. What's your favorite part about Easter?
I know!
What?
Getting chocolate eggs!
All right, cool. Do you guys all have, are you guys all going to have fun celebrating Easter?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite part, Ray?
The Jesus part about
those things. Oh, I know. Treats.
Treats. What about you, Aubrey?
Find the eggs and opening the eggs to find treats.
Awesome. Yeah. Guys, thanks for being on the podcast. Did you have fun on the podcast?
Yeah!
Now you have to get back to the where?
Campsite!
Your campsite?
Guys, go!
All right, see ya. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to, we have a couple more kids to join the podcast. I want to say, can you just say your name right now into the microphone? Just, you can stand right there. You don't have to get right up close to it.
Okay.
What's your name?
Rosie.
Rosie, what's your last name?
Bebo.
How old are you, Rosie?
5.
Do you know a lot about the Bible? She's nodding yes up and down. Okay, what's your name?
Whit.
Whit? What's your last name, Whit? Do you make the frozen... Do you make? Oh, it's Bebo. Do you make the frozen custard? Do you own that frozen custard place?
No.
No?
He does not own that.
He doesn't do that? How old are you, Whit?
Three.
I've got a question for you and for Rosie. Hey, Rosie, I have a question for you. So, in the story we read, Jesus, the disciples couldn't catch any fish, right? But then Jesus helped them catch a lot of fish. How do you think he helped them catch all those fish?
I think because they were going on the right side instead of the left side.
So, Jesus just knew where all the fish were? How do you think he knew where all the fish were?
Cause I read, my mom tells me a bunch of stories about God, and it really does a lot of changing to my life.
Oh, really? Does God change your life a lot? How does God change your life?
Well, sometimes I learn a bunch about the Bible. And this year, I don't really feel like doing the Bible, because I only do it on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah?
Or Easter, because I like to learn about when Jesus died on the cross, because that's really a good story.
It is a good story. And then do you know what happened after he died on the cross? What did he do after that?
Heroes.
Yeah, and then he made his disciples fish and bread for breakfast. Have you ever had fish and bread for breakfast? Does your dad ever make you fish and bread for breakfast?
Well, not just fish and bread, but I have not had fish, well, for a little bit of my life I had, but my dad doesn't feed me fish anymore.
Do you like fish?
Not really.
Do you think, so does your dad stop feeding you fish because you didn't like it? Or because he just decided to stop?
I think he just forgot about fish and just went on making sandwiches and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, sandwiches are pretty good. Here's another question I have for you. So, if Jesus came to you in the morning and was going to make you breakfast, what kind of breakfast would you want Jesus to make you? What would you want him to make you for breakfast?
Normally, I like cereal.
Cereal? Do you have a specific kind of cereal that you like?
Normally, sugary.
Sugary. Do you think Jesus would make sugary cereal better than normal people?
Yes. He would make better than anything.
No, because he wants...
That would be the best breakfast.
He wants us to be healthy, and I've already got... Well, like, a lot of bowls of sugar for breakfast, a little bit for all the time.
Well, here's a question about sugary cereals. So, you know how Jesus, when he met with the disciples, they didn't have any fish, so he had to make the fish, right? He had to go tell them where to find the fish. If Jesus came over to your house, would he have to make up sugary cereal because there's no sugary cereal in your house? Or do you already have sugary cereal in your house for him to make you cereal with?
Well, my dad makes me cereal, but
Okay. Well,
Your dad already makes you sugary cereal.
I do have some sugary cereal in my house.
Bouncy baby.
Know what I have? It is Lucky Charms. It's
oh yeah. Do you like that the best?
It's marshmallows and little O's and X's.
So if Jesus made you Lucky Charms, would he give you more Lucky Charms than normal, or do you think he'd just make it the same?
I think he would just make it the same.
Because it's already perfect?
Well, not the cereal Lucky Charms, but the Lucky Charms that, like the jewels, that I like the best.
Are there marshmallows that you like? Or do you get actual jewelry in your Lucky Charms? I don't eat Lucky Charms, so I don't really know.
Actually, they're just marshmallow Lucky Charms.
Are there unicorns?
Yes. Some. And there are some, little leaves that come up in, what's it called? St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
And there's a little bit like a oval and an X on it.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed being on this podcast?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's silly? Do you think it's pointless, or do you think that it's good?
I think that it's good.
Cool. Well, thanks for being on my podcast, Rosie. I appreciate it. Next time that we get together, I'll make you Lucky Charms. Does that sound good? All right, cool. Can you guys say bye Park Street? Say bye Park Street.
Park Street.
Just say it all. 1, 2, 3. Bye Park Street. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Bye Park Street.